Hello, 大家好，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。我是 Winter.
And I'm Colin.
How are you, Colin? What were you up for this morning?
I had a meeting at 9. Then I went to get some breakfast.
Breakfast after the meeting?
Yep. I don't like to eat first thing in the morning.
Okay, so you had breakfast.
Yep. After that, I went home for a nap. And so later, I met you.
那我们今天的主题呢？就是要和大家聊一聊有一些什么样的替换词我们可以使用来避免说说话或者是写 paper 的时候呢不停地重复 then, then, and then。 像刚刚 Colin 在跟我们叙述他今天行程的时候，不知道大家注意没有啊，就用了好几个不同的连接词来表示事情的先后顺序。
Yep, I used then, after that, and so later.
所以呢我们要避免就是不停地说 then, 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 就应该还有很多其他的说法吧。
That's right. We need more diversity. Us Canadians welcome diversity.
Of course, diversity is fabulous. 如果大家想要获取本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎大家关注我们早安英文的公众号，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。
Then has a few different meanings. According to each meaning, it has corresponding substitute words.
That makes sense. 本身 then 这个单词呢有好几个不同的意思，都非常常用。所以说如果我们要讨论它的替换词的话啊，肯定也是要根据它每一层不同的释义，不同的意思、
yeah.
来找到不同的替换词。
Right. When you use then to represent next in time, space, or order, you are free to use after that to replace it.
其中一个 then 最常表示的意思啊，就是之后、然后，那来表示时间上的先后顺序，或者是空间上的先后顺序。那 after that 也是表示在那之后、然后，所以呢，用 after that 来取代 then 是可以的。Any other words?
Yeah, there are tons of similar words. So later.
So later. Any example?
I finished my work and I was feeling tired. So later, when I got home, I had a nap.
Afterwards is another one, right?
Yeah, afterwards.
Afterwards, A-F-T-E-R-W-A-R-D-S. 同样呢是表示以后、后来。
Let's go out now and eat afterwards.
Seriously? Let's go.
No. Sit tight. Let's finish our work. Afterwards, we'll go out.
Okay, all right. Go out now and eat afterwards. 我们现在出去，然后再去吃饭。所以呢，在这个例句里面啊，我们看到 afterwards 在这里是放在 eat 的后面，来说明这两件事情的先后顺序是 go out, 然后才是 eat.Can we put this word in front of the sentence?
Yeah, that's acceptable as well. Say, shortly afterwards, I met my ex-girlfriend again.
Oh, really?
No. I was just kidding.
Okay, 只是给我们一个例句啊，说不久之后，我又遇到了我的前任。
Right, shortly afterwards. Next, it's the easiest word to replace it.
Okay, next 就更常用了啊，来表达然后。接下来也是写 paper 的时候经常用到的连接词。
Yeah, you're right.
好了，那早安英文呢，还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑。遇到老外，舌头就打结吗？地道口语怎么说呢？快来个英语急救包，在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑，快速帮你解决开口难的大问题。
Then can be used to introduce additional information.
So it's similar to additionally?
Yeah, additionally. In addition, same thing.
Okay. 所以当 then 呢用来表示另外、还有、而且的意思时呢，常用的替换词就更多了啊。像刚刚问了 Colin 说 in addition, additionally, 都是可以的。
Further, furthermore, all could express the same meaning.
Further, furthermore, 也都有此外、而且的意思。
Yeah. For example, he is old and unpopular. Furthermore, he has only 2 years of political life ahead of him.
Do you mean Trump?
Well, we can hope so.
他年纪大了，也不得人心。而且 furthermore 在这个例句里面用的是 furthermore, 他最多也只有两年的政治生命了。So, can we use further in this one?
Yeah, we could say he is old and unpopular, and further, he has only 2 years of political life left.
Okay, 所以这两个词也是可以 随意替换的啊，也都是表示而且的意思。
Moreover is another word.
Okay. When we want to say something in addition, right?
That's right. That's right. So, for example, I choose you because you can speak Cantonese. Mm-hmm. Moreover, you're the only person I can think of who's capable of doing this job well.
Okay. 我选择你因为你能说粤语，而且 moreover, 你也是我唯一能够想到能够胜任这份工作的人。
That's right. And moreover, there are a few common idioms you should know.
Such as?
And then some.
Oh, and then some. Oh, I know this one. It means, 而且远不止这些。我说的远远不止。
Right.
It's 口语里很常用。
Yes. It's to emphasize you have not mentioned everything.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in China, there is 湘菜、川菜、广东菜、上海菜, and then some.
But then, 香菜 is always my favorite.
Well, it's my favorite too. But then has a completely different meaning from and then some.
是的。And then some, 像我们刚刚讲的啊，是我说的还远远不止这个意思。那 but then 呢，意思是不过话又说回来。所以在一段话里面，如果说 but then 是用来引出另外的情况，属于表示转折的意思啊。
Yeah, and it's informal usage as well.
也是非常口语化的一个表达，一个用法。
All right, I think that's it for today.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
When you want to add information in time, don't use then every time.Try to vary the words and phrases that you use.
当我们需要用连接词来表示时间上的先后顺序呢，除了 then, 还有很多其他的词我们今天都有说到，复习一下。
That's right. Such as next, so later, afterwards, after that, and then some.
还有很多啊。然后我们还接下来讲到呢，当 then 用来表示而且此外的意思的时候，也有很多不同的替换词，不管是口语还是写作里面都是非常常用的。当你想要提供更多的信息的时候，都可以用这些词来替换 then。
And when you're adding information, you can use furthermore and further, additionally,
in addition,
also, and moreover,
and then some.
Yeah, and then some.
其实除了您现在收听到的我们每周一到周五更新的音频节目之外呢，早安英文还为大家精心制作了付费的课程。如果大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解更多的英文课程了。
Thank you for listening. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter.
See you next time.